Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Man by Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Yavames Daf Tzarihe, the 10th pair Keisha Rabba. So the three daps we're going to focus on, number one, the Gemara seeks the source for the ruling that when a man intentionally transgresses the prohibition of having relations with his wife's sister, that his wife does not become prohibited to him. It was on the Brice of the Pasuk states regarding the prohibition of a married man who committed adultery, Osa, and a man lay with her. This teaches Osa Shchivaso Asarta Ve'en Shchivaso Chosa Asarta, that her lying with a man prohibits her, but her sister's lying with a man does not prohibit her, referring to her sister having relations with her husband. The Brice explains why this teaching was necessary, for without it one could say, Ma b'makom shebal iser kal nasa oser, if in a place where one has relations with a woman, prohibited with a lenient prohibition, which the Gemara later explains refers to a woman who committed adultery, who becomes permitted to other men after her husband divorces her. The one who causes her prohibition to other men, meaning her husband, becomes prohibited himself to her. Makom shebaal iser chamur, eino din shenasa oser. Then in a place where one who has relations with a chamur prohibition, referring to his wife's sister, who is always prohibited to him while his wife is alive, is it not logical that the one who causes her prohibition, meaning the man's wife, becomes prohibited herself? Therefore, the pasuks need to teach that the woman is still permitted to her husband. Point number two, in a braisa, Rabbi Yehuda argued with Rabbi Yossi and said, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that if a man had relations with his mother-in-law, his wife becomes forbidden to him. Rabbi Ami said in the name of Rish Lakish that Rabbi Yehuda's reason is based on the pasuk regarding one who has relations with his mother-in-law. Be'esh yisufu oso ve'esen. In a fire they shall burn him and them. The words and them refers to the wife and her mother. Im eino inyano sreifa. Now, since the pasuk cannot mean that his wife is also burned, for she did nothing wrong, tenehu inyano isura, you must apply it with regard to prohibition to teach that if a man has relations with his mother-in-law, his wife becomes prohibited to him. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that the halacha is not like Rav Yehuda, but rather it's like Rav Yossi's opinion of Beis Hillel, that the wife does not become prohibited to her husband. The term eshen, them, comes to teach that both his wife and his mother-in-law must be alive at the time of the transgression. And point number three, the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Dalad Amud Beis brought a case where a man's wife and brother-in-law went overseas and were reported dead, leading the man to marry his sister-in-law. They then reappeared, and the Tanakhama permits the first wife to return to her husband, but forbids his sister-in-law to return to his brother-in-law. Yossi said, anyone who disqualifies others disqualifies himself as well. And whoever does not disqualify others does not disqualify himself either. The Gemara here explains that Rabbi Yossi means that just as his brother-in-law's wife is prohibited to her husband, so too his wife is prohibited to him. The Gemara objects to this pshat, given that it does not explain Rabbi Yossi's second statement of whoever does not disqualify others does not disqualify himself either. The Gemara will bring Rabbi Amin and Rabbi Yitzhak Nafka, who will give different explanations. So once again, the few points are, number one, the Gemara seeks the source for the ruling that when a man intentionally transgresses the prohibition of having relations with his wife's sister, that his wife does not become prohibited to him. It was taught in the Brice of the Pasuk states regarding the prohibition of a married man who committed adultery, Osa, and a man lay with her. This teaches Osa Shchivaso Asarta Ve'en Shchivaso Chosa Asarta, that her lying with a man prohibits her, but her sister's lying with a man does not prohibit her, referring to her sister having relations with her husband. The Brice explains why this teaching was necessary, for without it one could say, Ma b'makom shebal iser kal nasa oser, if in a place where one has relations with a woman, prohibited with a lenient prohibition, which the Gemara later explains refers to a woman who committed adultery, who becomes permitted to other men after her husband divorces her. The one who causes her prohibition to other men, meaning her husband, becomes prohibited himself to her. Makom shebaal iser chamur, eino din shenasa oser. Then in a place where one who has relations with a chamur prohibition, referring to his wife's sister, who is always prohibited to him while his wife is alive, is it not logical that the one who causes her prohibition, meaning the man's wife, becomes prohibited herself? Therefore, the pasuks need to teach that the woman is still permitted to her husband. Point number two, in a braisa, Rabbi Yehuda argued with Rabbi Yossi and said, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that if a man had relations with his mother-in-law, his wife becomes forbidden to him. Rabbi Ami said in the name of Rish Lakish that Rabbi Yehuda's reason is based on the pasuk regarding one who has relations with his mother-in-law. Be'esh yisufu oso ve'esen. In a fire they shall burn him and them. The words and them refers to the wife and her mother. Im eino inyano sreifa. Now, since the pasuk cannot mean that his wife is also burned, for she did nothing wrong, tenehu inyano isura, you must apply it with regard to prohibition to teach that if a man has relations with his mother-in-law, his wife becomes prohibited to him. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that the halacha is not like Rav Yehuda, but rather it's like Rav Yossi's opinion of Beis Hillel, that the wife does not become prohibited to her husband. The term eshen, them, comes to teach that both his wife and his mother-in-law must be alive at the time of the transgression. And point number three, the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Dalad Amud Beis brought a case where a man's wife and brother-in-law went overseas and were reported dead, leading the man to marry his sister-in-law. They then reappeared, and the Tanakhama permits the first wife to return to her husband, but forbids his sister-in-law to return to his brother-in-law. Yossi said, anyone who disqualifies others disqualifies himself as well. But whoever does not disqualify others does not disqualify himself either. The Gemara here explains that Yossi means, that just as his brother-in-law's wife is prohibited to her husband, so too his wife is prohibited to him. The Gemara objects to this pshat, given that it does not explain Rabbi Yossi's second statement of whoever does not disqualify others does not disqualify himself either. The Gemara will bring Rabbi Amin, Rabbi Yitzhak Nafka, who will give different explanations. All right, so now we go to our simmer daf Tzadihei, and our standard simmon is a Tzahal tank commander. A Tzahal tank commander. So here goes. The tank commander's wife who returned home to her husband after he intentionally had relations with her sister, only to find him and her mother about to be burned for having relations with each other, called her other two sisters for comfort who had just gotten divorced from their husbands because of confusion arising from an overseas trip. Once again, it's a motion. The tank commander's wife, that must be learned off Tzadihei, Tzahal, tank commander. The tank commander's wife who returned home to her husband after he intentionally had relations with her sister, which reminds us, the Gemara seeks the source for the ruling that when a man intentionally transgresses the prohibition of having relations with his wife's sister, that his wife does not become prohibited to him. It was taught in a braisa. The pasuk states regarding the prohibition of a married woman who committed adultery, osa, and a man lay with her. This teaches that her lying with a man prohibits her, but her sister's lying with a man does not prohibit her, referring to her sister having relations with her husband. The Bryce explains why this teaching was necessary. So, the tank commander's wife who returned home to her husband after he intentionally had relations with her sister, only to find him and her mother about to be burned for having relations with each other, which reminds us, in a Bryce, Rabbi Yehuda argued with Rabbi Yossi and said both Beis Sham and Beis Hillel agree that if a man had relations with his mother-in-law, his wife becomes forbidden to him, based on the pasuk regarding one who has relations with his mother-in-law, where it says, Beish Yisufu Osova Essen, in fire they shall burn him and them. The words and them refer to his wife and her mother. And since the pasuk cannot mean that his wife is also burned, for she did nothing wrong, you must apply it with regard to a prohibition to teach that if a man has relations with his mother-in-law, his wife becomes prohibited to him. So, the tank commander's wife who returned home to her husband after he intentionally had relations with her sister, only to find him and her mother about to be burned for having relations with each other, called her other two sisters for comfort, who had just gotten divorced from their husbands because of the confusion arising from an overseas trip, which reminds us, the Mishnah Dav Tzadi Dawud Amud Beis brought a case where a man's wife and brother-in-law went overseas and were reported dead, leading the man to marry his sister-in-law. They then reappeared, and the Tanakhama permits the first wife to return to her husband, but forbids his sister-in-law to return to her brother-in-law. Rabbi Yossi said, anyone who disqualifies others disqualifies himself as well. And whoever does not disqualify others does not disqualify himself either. The Gemara explains Rabbi Yossi means that just as his brother-in-law's wife is prohibited to her husband, so too his wife is prohibited to him. So once again, the tank commander's wife who returned home to her husband after he intentionally had relations with her sister, only to find him and her mother about to be burned for having relations with each other, called her other two sisters for comfort, who had just gotten divorced from their husbands because of confusion arising from an overseas trip. All right, so now it's time for four Balabat Chazara. Daf Tzadi Av. So the simmer Daf Tzadi Av is an exit sign. So here goes. The three lenient rabbis standing under the based in exit sign. Exit sign? That must be more in Daf Tzadi Av. The three lenient rabbis standing under the Beis Din exit sign trying to figure out who agreed with whom, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, listing the penalties for a woman who remarried based on the testimony of a single witness whose original husband then reappeared, there are three lenient opinions. Rabbi Yossi said her first husband must pay his ksuba. Rabbi Elazar said the first husband is zoked to what she finds, her earnings, and is able to annul her vows. And Rabbi Shimon said yibum or chalitza by the brother of her first husband exempts her tzar from yibum and chalitza, and her child by the first husband husband is not a mamzer. On this daf, Rav Huna said, Basrai modu l'kamai, kamai l'modu l'basrai. The latter Tanaim agree with the former Tanaim, but the former Tanaim do not agree with the latter Tanaim. So the three lenient rabbis standing under the Beis Din exit sign, trying to figure out who agreed with whom, overheard a tsara walk out mumbling that she should have waited to see if the Yavama was an Ilanis. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings numerous challenges to the defense of what could she have done? And in each case, the Gemara answers there is something she should have done. For example, Rav Shimon bar Ashi brought the Mishnah, where one married his Yavama, and her tsar went and married someone. Venim says, Zo Ilanis, and the Yavama turns out to be an Ilanis. The tsar must leave her new husband and her Yavam, and she is penalized like the adulteress. Why is she penalized? Let us say, what should she have done? The Gemara answers, Iboy Lamtuni. She should have waited before remarrying until she knew with certainty that the Yavama was not an Ilanis. So the three lenient rabbis standing under the Beis Din exit sign, trying to figure out who agreed with whom, overheard a tsara walk out mumbling that she should have waited to see if the Yavama was an Ilanis, while another woman sighed a breath of relief when she was told, we're not concerned about rumors after her second marriage that her first husband was still alive. Which reminds us, Rav Ashi said regarding a woman who remarried on the basis of single witness, Lokala Lokashinen, but for a mere rumor that the first husband is alive, we're not concerned. The Gemara clarifies that even though Rav Ashi already taught this, that we're not concerned with any rumor about a woman's forbidden status which begins after marriage, Rav Ashi is coming to teach here that since a woman came to Beis Din for permission to remarry, and we granted her permission, we might have thought that it's considered like a rumor that began before her marriage to her second husband, since coming to Beis Din for a special dispensation means they consider the possibility their first husband's still alive, and the rumor after the marriage is merely substantiating that earlier concern. Rav Ashi is coming to teach that this is not so. The turtle specialist, that must move on daf Tzadi Beis. The turtle specialist who was working late because he made a factual mistake about what time the sun would set, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses whether a woman who marries Alpi Basin by the testimony of a single witness and then the original husband reappears, whether she's punted from bringing a chattis because she relied on the hora of Basin, or whether she would be high because Basin made a toast, a mistake. Similar to a Basin rule that the sun had already set and Shabbos was over, and people relied on that ruling and did malacha, and then the sun shone, proving Basin was wrong. This is not a case of a wrongful ruling, but simply a mistake. Beis Din didn't rule the sun had set, rather they made a mistake on the sun's position. So the turtle specialist who was working late because he made a factual mistake about what time the sun would set was interrupted by his assistant who was divorced from her legal husband, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar ben Matthia Darshan, the Pasuk that states, Isha Grushma Isha, and nor shall they, referring to the Kohanim, take in marriage a woman divorced from her husband. This teaches that only a woman divorced from her legal husband is prohibited to a Kohen. B'lo me'ish she'eino isha, but not a woman divorced from a man who is not her husband. So the turtle specialist who was working late because he made a factual mistake about what time the sun would set was interrupted by his assistant who was divorced from her legal husband, who came to inform him that his kedushin to a yavama was in tofes because he was a strange man. Which reminds Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, the Kedushin does not take effect with the Yavama to someone other than the Yavam, for it's written, the wife of the deceased shall not be outside to a strange man, which implies, there cannot be any marriage to a stranger for. But Shmuel is suffic, whether the Pasuk teaches Kedushin is not tofes, or perhaps it means that there is a love not to marry another man, but if she did, Kedushin would be tofes. Daf Tzadi Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. On the train chugging along, that must be on daf Tzadi Gimel. On the train chugging along through a field where a farmer was selling the future produce of a date palm to his friend, which reminds us, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak listed a number of Amoraim and Tanaim who held, based on a chain of tradition that goes back to the generation of Akiva, that Adam Makna Davish Lo Ba'olam, a person can transfer something that has not yet come into the world. Rav Huna ruled that a person can sell the future produce of a date palm to his friend, which Rashi explains is a case where the person made a kinyan during the rainy season in order to acquire the fruit that will emerge in the spring. So, on the train chugging along through a field where a farmer was selling the future produce of a date palm to his friend, sat a nervous sharecropper who was delayed in delivering a basket of fruit Erev Shabbos to a rabbi. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings an incident to show that Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Chia both held that Adam Makna Davish Lo Ba'olam. Rabbi Yana had a sharecropper who would bring him a basket of fruit every Erev Shabbos. One day, the sharecropper was delayed and didn't come at the usual time. Rabbi Yana, who was concerned that the sharecropper might not arrive before Shabbos, took fruit from his house as meiser for the fruit that would arrive on Shabbos. He later went and asked Rabbi Chia if he had acted properly, and Rabbi Chia said that he had. So, on the train chugging along through a field where a farmer was selling the future produce of a date palm to his friend, sat a nervous sharecropper who was delayed in delivering a basket of fruit, Erev Shabbos, to a rabbi. sitting next to a sad-looking single witness on his way to Basin to testify a woman's husband was dead, which would require her to do Yibum. Which reminds us, Rav Sheshes was asked, Eidoch Rabbi Yavama Mahu, what is the din regarding the testimony of a single witness concerning a Yavama? Can Yibum be performed based on Eidos that her husband is dead? The Gemara presents both sides of the question. Is the reason we believe one witness to allow a woman to remarry based on the principle that people do not lie about any matter that's likely to be revealed? And if so, here too, we believe the witness. Or is the reason we believe one witness is mishum de'ihi daika minaspa, because she will investigate carefully before she remarries. But here, there are times that she might be attracted to her brother-in-law, she might not investigate carefully. Rav Sheshes answered that it can be demonstrated from a case in our mission that the eidos of a single witness requiring her to do yibum would have been believed if it had not been refuted by a set of two witnesses. Daf Tzadidol, so the simmer Daf Tzadidol is a hunter. So here goes. A huntress, huntress, that must be on Daf Tzadidol, hunter. A huntress whose testimony that her Yavam died in a safari was disqualified by Beis Din, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that the Mishnah needed to teach that a woman is not believed to say that her Yavam died to clarify the position of Rabbi Akiva. We might have thought that since Rabbi Akiva holds Yesh Mamzer Mechayvei Lavin, that a Mamzer results from a relationship prohibited by a love, a Mechayshel Kalkul Vadaika, we can assume that the woman is afraid of being ruined and will be very careful about saying her Yavam died, and therefore she should be believed. Kamash Malam, that nevertheless she's not believed. Rashi explains that she might hate the Yavam and lie in order to be free from him, despite the risk of being subject to all the penalties and her children becoming Mamzerim. So, a huntress whose testimony that her Yavam died in a safari was disqualified by Beis Din was shocked to see a man give his wife a get while not permitting her to marry. Which reminds Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav that Rav Elazar ben Masya could have darshaned a pearl from the pasuk, and instead he darshaned a shard. What's the pearl? It was taught in a brice. The pasuk states, and nor shall they, referring to Kohanim, take marriage, the Isha Grusham Isha, and a woman divorced from her husband. This implies, Afilo Nisgarsha Ela Meisha, even if she was only divorced from her husband, but was not permitted to another man, Pasula Kahuna, she is disqualified from marrying into the Kahuna. Rashi explains that this would be accomplished if the husband said to his wife when he handed her the get, you're divorced from me, but are not permitted to any other man. So, a huntress whose testimony that her Yavam died in a safari was disqualified by Beis Din was shocked to see a man give his wife a get while not permitting her to marry, when he had just recently married her after her sister, who was his wife, and his brother-in-law died in an overseas trip. Which reminds us, the Gemara says that even if his wife and his brother-in-law, his wife's sister's husband, both traveled overseas, and he, after hearing of their deaths from a single witness, married the sister, and then his wife and brother-in-law returned, this marriage to the sister is effective in that it prohibits the wife's sister to his brother-in-law, yet his wife is permitted to him. And we do not say, Mitoch Shenesra Eshes Giso Agiso Teaser Ishto Alav, that since his brother-in-law's wife became prohibited to his brother-in-law, his wife should be forbidden to him. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.